suppose two countries suppose they're right. But it's hard to say if the devil is convinced he's right. Just what would right mean with respect to the devil?
I get a little hazy. It's his idea around the world, I guess, and how people should live.
Well, you know what else? Shout out. Did I tell you?
Just tell us.
All right. There is a sort of fellowship between God and the devil, and that's clearly seen in both, but in two very different ways. In the first one we read, in Job, what basically was happening there?
Satan was challenging God with rulership of Job.
Well, Satan was challenging God. What else?
Job was being manipulated.
No.
They were protesting to do the
work. No.
It seemed like they were discussing the rules for war, like the rules and regulations that they would agree to go by.
Didn't Job challenge God? Didn't God accept the challenge? And isn't there a struggle going on? And they are struggling with respect to their agreement.
You said Job challenged God.
The devil challenged God. They're struggling with respect to that agreement. They're fellowshipping in that agreement, in a sense. And they're both working at it, aren't they? Every time God and the devil meet and struggle, they struggle with respect to that challenge. There's order on the part of God. The devil is chaos and he's trying to bring disorder, but God knows what he's doing. God, in a sense, even led the devil on. Remember, he said to the crooked, he would deal perversely. He even led the devil on into making that agreement. Remember, God said, where'd you come from, Satan? Well, God knew. And he said, have you considered Job? He was putting him on, in a sense, knowing what the devil would do. God is one step ahead of the devil, always. And the devil walked into that trap of making that agreement. The devil is into pride. He wants to make himself like the Most High. And so he challenges God. What was the essence of that challenge? Because that has a lot to do with the nature of their struggle. What was the essence of the challenge? What was the challenge really?
Who has the more strength?
No.
Seems like the challenge, like who's right and who's wrong.
Once again, what does right mean?
There is extenuating circumstances to why God could be the victor at that time. There were certain things that, if they were turned around, the devil could be the victor.
Essence of their struggle. The essence of their agreement is struggle.
Who's going to take order?
It
seemed like they were wondering who understood the most about human nature, because Satan was arguing that Job would react in one manner, and God foresaw that Job would be faithful.
The devil trying to cut God's glory that he gets from people loving him and being faithful towards him. The devil trying to bring him down, bring God down.
In speaking of their agreement and their struggle, remember that in everything, God acts honorably, and the devil acts deceitfully. In everything. That must color the essence of their agreement and of their struggle. But they struggle with respect to their agreement. What is the essence of that agreement?
The devil wins the rule. God will give them the rulership.
yes into their struggle. Yes into their grief. What are they agreeing on? What?
Seem to know the outcome before it happens.
God, you can't say that. Anyone else? Yes, consider agreement.
The devil has everything invisible in the world where he, I mean, God only keeps back that which is invisible, but that which is
that's not the essence. That's techniques.
What about the nature of the soul?
Listen, the essence of their agreement, the essence of is a mutually satisfactory agreement as to a fair test. What they both consider to be fair. That is, God is, as it were, in a sense, trusting himself to the devil. In that he is giving him space for a fair test. You are tested for a while, the God of peace will crush Satan under your feet. Yeah, both. God is agreeing. God is agreeing, humbling himself, as it were. He is demeaning himself to make an agreement, even with the devil, to give him a fair chance, a fair test. To prove that what he says is true, if he can do it. Now, the devil has challenged God. God is willing to accept that challenge and to put it to a fair test. That's really what they were agreeing upon there. You'll notice, of course, the devil is deceitful and everything. He came back the second time when he lost under the